This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Brad. This is Parklandia, a production of iHeartRadio.
We sold our loft in Chicago, moved into an RV, and now we're traveling the country full-time, exploring America's national parks with our dog, Finn.
And we're excited to bring you another bonus episode of Traveling Eats with Matt.
Yes.
A special place in my heart for this because, again, I get to live vicariously through you most of the time. But in these situations now, we get to travel together and do it together and eat all these amazing things together.
Yes. And excited is an understatement because this week is very nostalgic. It's about Maine, a state that I grew up visiting frequently. I grew up in New Hampshire, so Maine was right in our backyard. I would go to the beaches there all the time. I would road trip through it in the summers. And these are some of the most iconic American flavors and dishes you'll find here. And they're wonderful. Things like blueberries and lobster and whoopie pies and shellfish of all sorts and so much more.
And for me, I was just coming in as a newbie. I've never been to Maine.
I get
to explore it through their food and their national parks, and I'm just loving it because I get to, again, reap the rewards. So we have two different perspectives here.
The nostalgic factor, and
fresh meat.
First Maine experience.
Fresh lobster.
Yes, and we really took full advantage. So I want to back up and first talk about my nostalgia with Maine. So I grew up, New Hampshire's coastline is really minimal and not all that great, but Maine is right there, so we would always just drive over. It took like an hour to get to Maine, and we'd go to beaches like Old Orchard Beach, York Beach, and Wells Beach, and a whole lineup of others. And I just remember not only swimming and going on like the boardwalks and stuff like that, but just the foods that came with it, like feasting on lobster, whether it's lobster rolls or just like whole lobsters that you rip apart. And then things like blueberry pancakes and blueberry pie, of course, with all the whipped cream and whoopie pies, I grew up like spoiled by my proximity to whoopie pies, assuming that they're just abundant everywhere, and they're not.
Isn't that the tricky thing about it? About growing up, you're like, I just think that this is everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be able to get it anywhere. And it's just not it. And it's so hard.
It sucks.
That's the hard part about traveling. You don't get any normalcy, but you get all these new experiences. So it's a win-lose. Win-win. Win-win situation.
Well, it does make me appreciate them more, I guess. Like, I fully took whoopie pies for granted growing up. But now, when I am in Maine, I am super excited and it's like I'm experiencing them for the first time all over again, which is a great thing. So we would also, as a kid, and I actually did this past year or two, but our tradition was road tripping up from New Hampshire all the way to Prince Edward Island in Canada. And that means obviously driving right through Maine for several hours.
Love it.
Yeah. And so we would spend like 1 week every summer in Prince Edward Island. But one of my favorite memories from that road trip was we would always stop at this restaurant slash truck stop called Dye's Arts in Bangor. They actually have a few locations in Maine. It's like a little mini restaurant slash truck stop chain. But it's shockingly good food for being like in a truck stop. It's this like these like rich, homey recipes in this really comforting, warm dining space with like all the main things like blueberry French toast and then lobster and like baked pasta dishes and sandwiches and huge chocolate whoopie pies with marshmallow filling. Huge. They're huge. They look like cakes. They come in like a variety of sizes, but they, you know, they look like layer cakes more so than just like
cookie
sandwiches.
Can we go? Cookie sandwich. Let's go. Yeah. Let's just fly there for this because you're the way you describe it, I need to have this experience. You've yet to share this experience with me.
I know. I wanted to go back to Dye's Arts when you and I were there this fall, but kind of ran out of time. There's a lot to eat in Maine. I can't cram it all into one trip, I guess. But this is something. So that was nostalgia. That's all well and good. But I actually learned something new and exciting about Maine cooking and Maine, like, recipe traditions. So my dad's girlfriend, Gail, is from Maine. She actually has, like, dual heritage or dual citizenship between Canada and Maine because she's from northern Maine, which is Acadian culture, like French Acadian culture, which is a whole, like, kind of world and realm in and of itself, especially food-wise. And I learned from her all about these dishes called ploys, P-L-O-Y-E-S. And they're these thin buckwheat pancakes, basically. They look kind of like crepes or like a really like a flattened English muffin, more so is how I describe them.
Damn.
And they're real simple. They're made with buckwheat flour, whole wheat flour, baking powder, and water. Traditionally, it makes like a thin crepe-like batter. And then you prepare them on ungreased iron griddles. And it doesn't take long to cook because the batter's so thin and they're so thin. So they're done when they kind of start to bubble and get a little bit of golden brown underneath. And then they're served traditionally with a whole variety of things. They can be dipped in chicken stews, chicken soups, or served with maple syrup or even peanut butter. But the most traditional thing in Acadian culture is something called crouton. And that is a savory, like, ground pork pâté made with onions and spices blended into it, like cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice, ginger. And it's nice and thick, hearty, aromatic spread that you serve and eat with ploys. So you have, like, a little bit of spicy and fragrant, like, a little bit of sweet nuttiness from the pancakes.
I'm having an issue here where I just want to leave this room and go onto a plane and go wherever you're describing. Because, like, I just want to travel.
Yeah.
I want to travel there. I want to eat it. And then I want to come back. So if you can give me a day, we'll pick this up.
I'm in. I mean, I want to explore this region because I have never really spent time in the Acadian portion of Maine, which is, like, the far northern along the Canada border. And you can't find it. Like, I never saw ploys or crouton, like, along the coast by any means. I'd never even heard of them. But you can find them in restaurants at, like, Long Lake Sporting Club and Dolly's. And here in this part of the country, they're just used with everything. They're used kind of in place of bread, ploys. Yeah. And you can do a lot with them. But I'm so into it. I'm so interested that I'm like, oh, Maine has so much already. I didn't know there was this whole, like, subculture that I'm just learning about
yet, right? It's more than just lobsters and blueberries.
Yes, right. So, but getting back to the coast, which is kind of my main thing, you know, it's like my heartfelt memories and everything that I crave all the time, was like Portland is the main city, the biggest city in Maine. And what an incredible food scene that city has.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. You and I were there somewhat recently because my brother got married just outside of Portland just a couple months in the past from the time of this recording. So we were there in the fall, beautiful time to be in Maine, and we're able to get more of a recent taste, or like revisiting some of those flavors and you experiencing it for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the highlights, I think, were there's this bakery there, this famous bakery in Portland called Two Fat Cats Bakery, and it's this rustic little shop, super fragrant. Like, you get this waft of, like, pie crust aroma as soon as you're approaching the door, and then you just get enveloped with it. And it feels like you're in, like, this little cottage kitchen.
It feels so warm and homey.
Yeah, just thinking about it, really. And they have things, all sorts of goodies, but, like, blueberry pie and bourbon pecan pie and seasonal things like New England bog pie, which is wild Maine blueberries and cranberries with oat crumble and some flecks of bittersweet chocolate as well. Sounds great. Like, I've not had that, but it sounds great.
You're killing me.
Yeah. I'm like, my mouth is filling with saliva. They also have layer cakes and cupcakes and, of course, whoopie pies. They're known for whoopie pies, I think, in particular, and rightfully so, because they are wonderful. They have the classic, which is two chocolate cakes with marshmallow buttercream filling, and then they do seasonal things. Like, in the summer, they have lemon zucchini whoopie pies with blueberry filling. They also have pumpkin whoopie pies in the fall with maple filling.
Love it. So great.
Yeah. I'm, like, tearing up. and then my favorite, like, coffee shop, which is somewhat of a doesn't really do this place justice because it's really a full-fledged, incredible bakery. It's called Tandem Coffee and Bakery. And they have a couple locations, but the one that I love the most is housed in a former gas station, which is just the coolest thing.
Yes.
Looks really cool. It's fun to just go there and hang out. But their pastry assortment is mind-blowing. Just the amount of products they're able to create and innovate with, because these are not traditional stuff you see just at every commonplace cafe. They have things like cornmeal cake with berries and ricotta, and squash cakes with brown butter cream cheese, and chocolate horchata cream pie, corn and red chili scones.
Love it.
The biscuits are amazing too. Just, you can get the biscuit by itself and that's great, but they also serve it with butter. You can basically, it's like they give it so much butter that it's basically a biscuit butter sandwich. Which I'm going to, yeah, I feel like I need a moment.
Just give me a couple minutes to breathe again. I'm like trying to
catch
my breath.
Right.
Gosh.
Sorry.
That's, you know, there was a caterer at Brian and Whitney's wedding, and that was amazing.
I mean, their food at their wedding was just the best.
Their whole wedding. Brian and Whitney, great job on that wedding. It was the perfect wedding. And that's not just because I was your ordained minister or Matt was the best man, you know.
The best man.
But,
yeah. But they had one of the most acclaimed restaurants in Portland, like, do the catering. And this place is called Eventide Oyster Company. Their main restaurant's right downtown Portland and totally worthwhile because, obviously, Maine and coastal Maine is very well regarded for its seafood, not just lobster and lobster rolls, which they have plenty of that here. They're known for their brown butter lobster rolls in particular. But Eventide does a ton with some of the best oysters you'll probably ever slurp in your life.
Yes.
As well as, like, little neck clams and crab claws, clam chowder, New England style, of course, the only style worth mentioning. They have lobster stew, and then if you want oysters in cooked form, you can get fried oyster buns as well. And then I think a fun option would be to bring a group, go to Eventide, and then do one of their family-style lobster bakes. And that comes with a cornucopia, like with whole Maine lobster, steamer clams, mussels, potatoes, salt pork, knackwurst, and steamed buns. It's a lot to take in.
Just not fair. It's just not fair because, I mean, I've had it, so it is fair on that aspect, but I want it right now.
Right.
And I'm way too far away to go get it.
I know. It's hard. Well, but it's just one of those places that you absolutely have to go to. It's very destination worthy. And then swinging back in the direction of sweeter things. And, well, also on the topic of Brian and Whitney's amazing wedding, they had donuts from this place called Holy Donut. Like, instead of a wedding cake, they had this tiered stack of donuts. And Holy Donut is a local institution. Some of the best donuts I've ever tasted in my life. And I'm not just saying that because
I just remember they brought out the donuts. Everyone was dancing. So they didn't even get to, like, cut their donut or their cake, you know, that aspect. And they boxed them all up, you know, and then they put them back in the kitchen. And I remember, like, later into the the wedding party, like sneaking into the kitchen just to eat donuts. And like I literally fed Whitney a donut.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to touch it because she was still in her wedding dress.
And sure.
I, you know, because she was stunning.
Donuts can be messy.
Of course.
But the cool thing about Holy Donut is how they make their dough and stuff. And they incorporate Maine potatoes into their dough. It's mashed local potatoes. And I mean, how perfect, how incredible. And it adds a really great texture. They're soft. I remember these donuts were so soft and fluffy and light, even though the flavors kind of sound heavier than they are. And they're all topped with, like, the most vibrant glazes and frostings. And they're eye candy and then also just literal like candy for your mouth because they're so good.
I love a good donut. And
me too.
I know I talk about my old-fashioned donuts in Chicago. But, you know, these donuts might have kicked the rear.
I mean, they're hard to top, especially when they come in flavors like maple and blueberry glaze and chai, pomegranate. And then they also do, in addition to, like, Maine potato donuts, they do sweet potato donuts. And then they come in flavors like ginger. So,
and you love sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I would eat sweet potatoes, like, with
every meal.
3 times
a week? Oh, wait, you do that.
I pretty much do. It's the time of year where I just eat nothing but sweet potatoes in every form.
You are listening to Parklandia from iHeartRadio.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Portland also has a really great bar scene, too, which we're kind of starting to dip our toe in. And one of the biggest surprises there that we discovered was this adorable little cocktail bar called Jewel Box. And the name itself is just the cutest thing ever.
But yeah.
This place was really interesting. I've never seen decor like this. Like a lot of vintage knickknacks, soaring ceiling, like bright pink colors and purples. The whole like look was very prom. It looked like prom.
Vintage prom.
But like not tacky, weirdly enough. Like normally if a bar went for like a prom theme, it would be uncomfortable and bizarre, but this worked.
Hipster vintage prom.
Hipster vintage prom. And there was two floors. There was like the main bar area with the tall ceiling, and then you go upstairs to a lofted area. which was so cool.
Which was great.
Hidden little alcove.
When we went there at the wedding like party. There was like probably 30 people that all met up here.
Took over the bar.
And we go upstairs and, you know, there's people on their like dates and things like that. And then all of a sudden you just see them start to leave because they're like, what is going on? And more family members get up there. And then I remember the last group leaving and we all just kind of looked at each other and started cheering because we took it over, which was wrong. And but it was funny to us. And really, we do feel sorry for everyone who had to leave. Because we were just weird in a family-esque environment.
Yeah,
but it was great. It was like basically if National Lampoon's like Christmas Vacation took over the upper floor of this place. But yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun time. And the cocktails were really good. They tended to be really strong, but like so flavorful and really interesting combinations as well. And right now, and when we were there, they had things like the Fall Fashion, which is barrel-aged gin, ancho chili liqueur, apple cider syrup, and orange bitters.
Loved it.
So like a spicy kind of apple-y version of an old-fashioned. And then the Age of Discovery, which has absinthe, raspberry liqueur, allspice liqueur, aqua vie, lemon juice, and Campari. Like very robust flavors. I've never had like absinthe and aqua vie and Campari together, for instance. But it all works. They do really bold things here. And the results are really exciting and great.
Yeah, I love Maine. I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
I fell in love with Portland. And if it didn't get cold, I'd probably try to move there. But
yeah,
I'm trying to stay away from cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then if you continued up the coast, as you should, because Acadia National Park is up the coast, there's this lovely little seaside town called Bar Harbor. And that's the entry town to Acadia. And it's this island town, small city, with tons and tons of great independent restaurants and cafes, coffee shops, bars, all of that. And unsurprisingly, seafood is the star here at all of these. There's so much.
Yeah, and there's like, we didn't get too much time here, which is really sad. Right.
I would love to. I mean, this is the place that it would be great to like kind of buckle down and like hang out for a few days and just go to Acadia.
We'll take the RV back up when it's not cold and like 40 degrees.
Right. Good option, yeah. Because a lot of the restaurants here are seasonal too, which makes sense because it does get so cold and tourism drops off because a lot of Acadia is not accessible in the winter. So you have a lot of like lobster-centric restaurants like Stewman's Lobster Pound and Rose Eden Lobster and a bunch of others that'll close for, they'll take like a winter break. You know, which is nice.
Oh, yeah. And then there was that one coffee shop, The Independent.
Good.
Which was so great.
Yes.
You know, because when we were there, it was 40 degrees. So it was perfect. But they had some, like, sandwiches and other, like, bakery items. And
Mm-hmm.
Perfect little coffee shop.
Yeah, it reminded me of Central Perk in Friends.
It
kind
did.
Kind of, right?
Yeah. Not as, like, fancy.
Not as fancy.
You know, there's not, like, a lounge chair there. But it definitely had that, like, you know, the owner's there, you know, or, you know, the main people are there and they're not like trying to be something. They're just trying to do great quality food and coffee.
It was really good.
Right.
And I had blueberry coffee cake, of course. Blueberry, everything, everywhere. And I'm all about it. And then, Bar Harbor is just dotted with these really nice, cozy places like the Chart Room, just like the best, like kind of quintessential nautical vibes. It feels like you're in like a sailor's, I don't know, ship or something, like the hull of a ship with like Atlantic salmon and macadamia crusted halibut, like Maine crab cakes. And then the Thirsty Whale, this like lively, warm, rustic pub with lobster rolls and chowder. And
is this where I had the lobster bisque?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
I remember that lobster bisque, but I'm sure you can get lobster bisque almost anywhere. You probably can get out of the Thirsty Whale.
You can get lobster bisque, lobster rolls.
But I love a good, solid lobster bisque. Like, I forget how much I love it until I go to somewhere like Maine and get some beautiful lobster bisque.
Yeah, well, this is the place to eat it and go lobster crazy. Bar Harbor, Portland, the coast. We have a lot to explore here. I'm still very eager to go to Northern Maine. And just to go back to all of this. And
I think the beautiful thing here is like showing that Maine is a lot more than just lobsters and blueberries.
Yeah, it is. It's whoopie pies. It's ploys. It's
diverse.
Chowder.
It's new. It's inventing things, and it's trying things differently. It's just a beautiful place to go and explore all these magnificent foods.
Yes, I seriously cannot wait to go back.
But I'm leaving now because I'm hungry.
Yeah, same.
You've been listening to Parklandia, a show about national parks.
Parklandia is a production of iHeartRadio.
Created by Matt Kerouac, Brad Kerouac, and Christopher Hasiotis.
Produced and edited by Mike Johns.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Our researcher is Jesslyn Shields.
A special thanks goes out to Gabriel Collins, Crystal Waters, and the rest of the Parklandia crew.
And hey, listeners, if you're enjoying the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people like you find our show.
You can keep up with us on social media as well. Check out our photos from our travels on Instagram at ParklandiaPod and join in on the conversation in our Facebook group, Parklandia Rangers.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And as always, thank you for listening.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.